Welcome to the Art of Going Your Own Way. This is the last hurrah for Tao Gal for 2021. Moving in to the brave new world beginning tomorrow. But what have I done to get myself prepared for this brave new world? Well, you know, stockpiled Chinese food. Today, I just picked up my 70s era Honda motorcycle. It's a 350, and it's in great shape. The guy that I had do the work on, he's like, this bike was well maintained. And it goes, it runs super nice. Everything's done on it. Boom, done. Here's the funny story about that really quick. I was over at the watering hole two nights ago, and I got the phone call yesterday that my bike's ready. So hooked up the trailer, went and got it strapped down, brought it back, sitting in the garage now. But I, what did I do? I threw in $40 and I pulled a $200 win. I resynced, I tipped a little bit. I threw in another $40. No, it was $50. Yes, this is what happened. Now I remember. You got to forgive me. Because, so I threw in $50 and I didn't get shit on that one. And I'm like, oh, so I go sit down and I'm drinking my beer, talking to my buddies and stuff. And I decide to go throw in another $50. And that's when I pulled the 200. So I'm like, okay, great. Now I got my money back. And I got a little bit of dinking around money. So talking with my buddies, joking around, having a good time. And I say to my mechanic buddy, hey, you want to go in together? He goes, no, I think I'm going to do this one myself. I'm like, all right, not a problem. I see how it is. So he gets up and he goes and buys. And I go, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to go up. I took out $40 this time. And I picked a different box. And I said, yeah, give me $40 on this one. And then I was looking over and there's another box, brand new, that hasn't been cracked yet. And Army bought $10 into it. Didn't get shit out of it. I said, just give me $5 on that one. Those are a dollar ticket. Come back to the table and rip, rip line, rip, rip serial number. And mechanic looks at me and he goes, yep, figures. And I go, what? Rip, 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 another serial number. These can be pretty good, right? You know, anywhere from 50, low end, depending on what game you play, right? But you're probably going to be most likely getting $100 minimum, and 200's great, 250's the high payout, right? So I finished pulling those, and the very first ticket I opened on the dollar tickets was a window, which means I got it. So they're like, all right, Horseshoe, what'd you get? So I pulled the tickets, I got a 200, I got a 250, and I got a basically a $16 one, a playback. So, hey, there's the tip, right? So I go up to the window, which is a little bit away from the table where I sit, and pull that window, $300. So for a total investment of $145, I took, oh, and I did get a 50 in there too. I took home $1,000 basically. Let's just say, $855, right, for what I threw in. And they're like, you lucky son of a bitch. Now take it to yesterday morning. The guy who was working on my cycle gave me a call. Hey, got it all done for you. Man, that bike's a beaut. Sure runs great. And I'm like, okay, so what's the damage? $990. I'm like, well, isn't that convenient? Oh, fucking A. So, yeah, well, you know, I can pick it up on Friday. Okay, perfect. Got it. Everything's groovy with it. Nice fucking bike, man. Looks great. Clean. Runs good. New back tire on it. I got to get my collector's plates for it. And then I'll never have to put tabs on it again. Because, you know, going into this brave new world, I'm going to basically try to avoid any imperial entanglements. You know, I'm gonna fight the fights I can fight. But I'm done being Mr. Nice Guy. You know, get the fuck out of my face. Who are you? You have no authority over me. Go fuck yourself. Oh, you gotta use force? Well, be prepared to have force meet force then. Because I'm done with the bullshit. Waking people up, it's done at this point in time. Okay? If you guys that have listened to me aren't awake yet, well, that's on you. It ain't on me. Oh, I'll still spout off every once in a while and say what I need to say. But you just wait. You just wait. The food supply chains are breaking down. Everything is breaking down. And don't think that this is not on purpose. The shots are meant to depopulate. It'll kill you. It's going to kill you eventually. If you're not one of the people that get the palsies and all that shit, the myocarditis, you may have been one of the lucky bastards to get a placebo if you took it. If nothing's happened to you, you may have gotten the placebo. Don't chance getting another one. Oh, nothing happened to me. I'll be just fine. Well, they want to give you shots in perpetuity. One of them's going to get you. So get ready for potential lockdown shit. Unless people wake up in mass and say, fuck this. But they're under hypnosis, a mass psychosis, you know. For those that have eyes to see, let them see. For those that have ears to hear, let them hear these words of wisdom. In the land of the blind, the man with one eye is king. Right? There is only one king, in my humble opinion. And there is only one God. But, anyways, let's see, what the fuck. Well, you know, Christmas wasn't quite the same. Did a little bit of traveling. Wanted to throw up a video, but I've been busy. Caring for my mother now that my dad's passed away. I've had to have several come to Jesus moments with her. Because, I tell you, well, one, she's a woman. Okay. If you know female nature, you know what I'm talking about here. And the other is you give them an inch and they take a mile. So you also know what I'm talking about. So I've had to start saying, no, you get your ass up and you do it. I don't want to be a bastard to you, but if you're not going to endure, then you go to a nursing home. If you're not going to get up and do it and you're ready to give up, you go to a nursing home. See how quick that snaps a person into shape when they hear that? They're like, oh shit, he's actually serious. You don't sugarcoat shit, pussyfoot around with stuff. You fucking say it how it is. You are the master of your own life. Well, as much as you can be, all right? If you follow a higher power and a higher path, then you know who the true master of your life is. But you get to make the decisions. Don't let other people make the decisions for you. Use discernment. Excuse me, burping a little bit. I've been on the road all fucking morning, and I'm finally back home. Tonight, I'm going to a speakeasy with a widow. Oh, yeah, and by the way, you might think my covers are funny, but I tell you, the covers of these videos, I tell you, women like their hair pulled, and believe it or not, they like to be tied up. Let's just say I had a good Christmas. Yeah, so Widow and I are going over to a speakeasy tonight, and yeah, it's not going to be amateur night. I'm not driving. I'm going to take a one of those drive services or call a cab. One of those three things will happen. Got a hotel room, little boom chicka what later. Little dancing, 1920s, got a kick-ass outfit that fits right in that era. Got my pocket watch, got my vest, got my bow tie. Gonna wear a bow tie. So, anyways, with that said, I know I haven't been around. I've been fucking busy, man. I've been trying to keep it all together, deal with the shit I've had to deal with the work shit. I'm done worrying about work. It's been a transition and a journey to just say, fuck it. I don't care anymore. The universe, God does provide. I mean, fuck. You know, you're such a lucky son of a bitch. I was up there last night, right? Widow came up and had a drink with me. And I played $100 in pull tabs. I pulled a 50 and a 52 and a 12, so $64. Resank it in, lost that. I threw in another 50 and pulled a 200. There you go. There you go. The universe provides. You lucky son of a bitch. You are the luckiest motherfucker. The fucker pulled $1,000 out of here yesterday by himself. But he did buy us drinks, but still, that lucky son of a bitch. You know, be generous, be compassionate within your means. Don't be so generous that it hurts you. Don't be so compassionate that it hurts you. Do what you can. People have to wake up and they gotta do shit for themselves. You know, I get my mom's getting older and stuff, but she's still got to do stuff for herself. I told her, I said, listen, I do not have good bedside manner. And you can blame your dad for this, because he told me, suck it up. You don't cry, you know, when I was a little boy. And, you know what? That's what my other grandparents said. You suck it up. You suck it up. You do what you got to do. Okay? Well, that's what I've been doing. That's why I put my nose to the grindstone, got through my nasty fucking divorce, still don't see my kids, sent them a card saying Merry Christmas, threw in just a little bit of money for them, and not going to hear from them, probably never going to hear from them again. It is what it is. But you know what? Maybe one day they'll wake up if they're still alive, if this vax shot doesn't get them and kill them. Maybe they'll actually realize what their mother perpetrated on them and that side of the family. Oh, whine, 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 cry, 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 bitch, 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 no more, Mr. Nice Guy. Anyways, gentlemen, with that said, I wish you the best. Good luck to you in this upcoming new year. Be prepared for pretty much anything. Because they're gonna try to lock down again. It's that whole wave, these waves of fear that they keep rolling over people. I stopped listening to the fucking news, man. Well, not that I don't have a TV. Not that I listen to mainstream. And I've actually cut down on just watching videos about this. Because, you know what? You know, I'm all virused out and shit. I don't want to have to deal with it anymore. I don't fucking care anymore. So, there you go. I'm living my life, enjoying it to the best of my ability. I was smart and got the parts that I needed for the goat for spring. The ones that need wheel cylinders. So, I got them. I got a new alternator to throw on that bad boy, too. So, there you go. Fucking A. Boom. I knew the prices were going to skyrocket. Mechanic buddy's like, well, why don't you just get them in spring when you need them? I'm like, they're going to be a shit ton more expensive. Why not get them right now? You know, this is how your buddy fucking has money just to fucking piss around and have a good time with, because I make intelligent decisions. Well, it doesn't sound like you make intelligent decisions with you playing fucking pull tabs almost every night. That's not money I'm counting on to survive and live. And the funny thing, gentlemen, is it pays to drink where I drink. I swear, I've only had to pay in maybe $200, $250 in losses in pull tabs. I've pulled out way more, way more. Widow and I had a $1,600 night 2 weeks ago. Fucking A, man. We were just hitting them left and right. People are like, you motherfuckers. And on top of that, we were there when the meat raffle was going. So won several meat raffles and cleaned up on pull tabs. So I don't know what it is, but I'm happy to be blessed / cursed. Okay, now, fuck, this guy just won't shut the fuck up. Yeah, I had to run out and get a couple things. Now I'm back to the homestead, and I got to prepare for what the rest of my day is going to bring, get my outfit ready for tonight, and going to enjoy the evening. So, gentlemen, with that said, a late Merry Christmas, and here's to a survivable New Year. I wish you all the best, and I'll see you on the other side of the day someday here soon. Gonna be busy this whole weekend, so don't expect to hear from me probably for a couple days. Whether or not you care, it is what it is. Now, finally, fucking A, drum roll please. With that said, there is an art to going your own way. Peace.